Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey, what's up guys? Stephen here from ProjectLifeMastery.com and welcome to my September 2018 monthly goals report, where every single month I give you guys a detailed update on exactly where I'm at with the goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. Now, if you're brand new to this, I'll share with you guys a little bit of background. I first started this process back in January of 2012, and that was the first time that I ever publicly declared my goals to everyone, the world. And I found that by doing that, guys, it forced me to be more accountable, because if you only commit to something within yourself and no one else knows about it, you can easily back out of that commitment and there's no consequence. You know, the consequence might be that it lowers your self-esteem, you don't feel good about yourself. But I found that if I have a higher level of accountability and I'm committing to not just myself, but other people, and other people are watching me, then it forces me to step up. It forces me to actually follow through on my goals and make progress that I wouldn't normally be able to make, because if I back out of it, everyone else is going to know there's a consequence of losing other people's respect or them being disappointed in me, and it changes their perception of me in some way. And so I started that in 2012. I found, guys, it made such a transformation in my life and allowing me to achieve so much more, sticking with my goals. I also started my monthly goals reports, which is this process where every month I check in on my goals on a regular basis. You guys could do that every week, every month. You know, I've done many different ways of doing that. Every quarter, even, is what a lot of companies do. But, you know, checking in on your goals is very important, because setting the goals is the easy part, and then making sure that you're following through on it and checking in on a regular basis, that's what actually allows you to achieve the results. And so this process, guys, is an opportunity for me to check in with my goals. And I want to go through each goal that I committed to at the beginning of the year. I want to reflect on it. I want to see whether or not I'm on track. If I've achieved any goals or made some great progress towards it, I want to celebrate that. I want to reinforce that, because whatever gets reinforced and rewarded gets repeated, right? And you build off of that. So I want to look over that, but also I want to look at the challenges that I'm facing. Why am I not following through? What are the obstacles and hurdles that I have in allowing me to achieve some of the goals that I have? And that can allow me to make some adjustments. Maybe I have to look at myself and I've got to put more effort into that, more discipline, more willpower, more focus. Maybe I got to find other solutions that can then allow me to achieve some of those goals. And so this process of allowing yourself to check in on yourself on a regular basis, I think, is very, very important. I do this regardless of doing this in camera or not. I just decide to do this, turn on the camera, so that you guys can hopefully benefit from it as well. And that's really one of my goals. My secondary goal with this is I want to inspire you guys. I want to show you and demonstrate for you guys the power of goal setting, what you can achieve and accomplish when you set goals and you follow a process like this. You know, everything I've been able to achieve in my life is because of my ability to set and then achieve goals. And so I believe that everybody should have goals every year, every month even. I've got more goals than I want to share with you guys here. I've got, these are just kind of my public goals that I want to be accountable to, but also my company has more goals than this that we all focus and move towards as well. So I want to inspire you guys, and hopefully you guys see the benefits of this in your life.
And, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's not about achieving everything. It's just about doing the best you can, because the ultimate is not what you get, but who you become. And that's always the most important thing to remember, is that who you become and what the goal makes of you, that's really the biggest value from it. And there's going to be times where you're going to fail. There's going to be times where you're going to fall off track. There's going to be times where you might get discouraged and lose focus. But again, that's why you just have to make sure that you discipline yourself to get back on track. You discipline yourself to refocus. You discipline yourself to reevaluate your goals and make sure that you're consistently making progress. So to give you guys an update, you know, many of you guys know the last few months I've been traveling quite a bit. It's been fairly challenging for me, actually, the last few months. This whole year, actually, has been a bit of a challenge for me. But I enjoy it. I love that, because that's really what forces us to grow. And I've become so much more this year. The traveling that I've done, I wouldn't trade it for anything. You know, last month, traveling to Singapore and Dubai and Greece and Spain and Monaco. I'm right now in Medellin, Colombia. I was in Panama. I've been all over the place. And, you know, I really enjoy travel. It really enriches my life in so many ways. And I think that everybody should do it. But what comes with traveling is, what I found is that circumstances weren't really ideal. And there's a lot of goals that I felt, man, I was getting off track. I was, I wasn't consistent with some of the goals that I had originally set with myself. And part of it was this dilemma, because a big part of me is like, you know, Stefan, you've hustled since you were 17 years old and you haven't really taken a lot of breaks, and you love what you do. This is your mission. This is your purpose. You want to serve people. You want to grow and be the best you can. But at a certain point, you know, I've learned that, you know, it's valuable to take time off, even from your goals or even from your business or whatever it might be. And that's something that I actually kind of struggle with, because I actually get so much pleasure from this, and it's so tied up into my identity. And, you know, it's funny, after now traveling for a month and taking a lot of time off from things, it's actually made me realize how much I love my life, how much I love being productive, how much I love being, you know, healthy and on track, and how much that really enriches my life in a lot of ways. And sometimes you can take that for granted. Sometimes if you've been a certain way for a period of time and you're always, you know, productive and you're going to the gym and you're fit and you're healthy and you're, you know, growing and reading books, all these things that you're doing, you take that for granted. And it's not until you stop doing that for a while, right? It's not that I didn't, but I had certain periods where I took time off. But you stop doing that for a while and you're like, man, you know what? I forget, you know, I love how my life is when I'm doing that. It's so much better. And, you know, the habits that I've developed and the disciplines and the rituals and the things that I do in my life, you know, it's really enriched my life. And sometimes it takes taking that time apart from that to really realize the benefit and the value from it. So this last month, you know, I was off track, not just last month, but the last maybe 2 or 3 months with my move and the traveling and everything. But now I'm actually really happy that I'm more in a consistent routine now, because now I can get really dialed in. And I feel like, man, I'm finally able to get back on track with everything that I originally intended for. And I enjoyed the break that I had. I enjoyed the time off. And now I'm ready to rock. So I'm pretty excited. So with that being said, guys, let me share with you guys my goals. If you guys want to follow along, you guys can go to projectlifemastery.com, the blog, and there's a link in the description here of this video. But if you head on over there, there's a blog post that has my goals report, all the goals that I'm sharing with you guys here. It goes into them a lot more in depth. Usually in this process in video, I like to kind of go over it a little bit quicker and focus more on the goals that are more relevant and more recent and kind of where I'm at and where I'm focusing. And then also right now, you know, I just did a big quarterly team meeting with my company and my team. And, you know, right now we've got less than 100 days left for 2018. We're coming to an end. And I was looking at my goals and I was doing an analysis and a big review of everything, and with my company and personally. And I was like, you know what, I'm not going to achieve all these goals that I set for myself. It's just not going to be possible for me to do that. And part of that is I got off track, and I think I overcommitted to a certain number of goals, and that's okay. But what I did do and what I recommend for you guys to do as well is to really go over your goals that you originally set for this year and then reprioritize. I think prioritization is very important. I'm okay with a few of these goals not being achieved. That's fine. I can move them to 2019. It's not going to really have an effect on me, except for, you know, I don't like that feeling of just not achieving something. I like to follow through on my commitments. But I think reprioritizing is important. So what I did was I looked at my goals and I said to myself, okay, Stefan, what are the most important goals that you have here? What are the ones that are an absolute must for you to achieve in 2018? What are the ones that you got to follow through on? You got to push yourself for, and, you know, not trying to do everything that's left, but just try to reprioritize. And what I like to do is I number my goals on a scale from 1 to 10. So if I have certain goals, you know, I'll be like, okay, this one is a 10. Okay, this one is maybe a 6 or a 5 or a 6, right? Like, it's not as important as certain ones. And I try to focus on the most important goals and simplify, narrow my focus, and just try to go all in on those ones, because not all goals are equal. Certain goals are going to have a bigger impact in your life. They're going to benefit you a lot more, benefit others a lot more. And those are the biggest ones that I want to focus on and dive into. So I've kind of narrowed down my focus. Some of the goals, I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to achieve it this year. That's okay. Move it on to next year. I'll achieve it next year, or I'll reevaluate. But these are the most important ones I'm going to focus on. Okay. So I want to share that with you guys, because I think as the year goes on, it's important to kind of reassess that. And it's often not that you don't fail or that a goal doesn't get achieved, but it just doesn't get achieved in the time frame that you expected. And for me, you know, the time frame with these goals was 12 months. You know, some of them might be 13 months, 14 months, 15 months. Just that the timeline of when you're going to achieve the goal might change slightly. So, okay, let's dive into it, guys. So my first goal is a financial goal, is that I'll easily make $3.5 million Canadian in revenue while working less and positively impacting millions of people's lives by December 31st, 2018. So the month income for September was $142,000, brings up the total for the year to $2,751,841. That's in Canadian funds. So that means that there's about $748,000 to go for this year. Now, I know I'm going to achieve this goal because I actually have a large sum of money that is going to be coming in, that's money owed to me. For certain projects in the past. And then also I have certain projects that will be completed this year too. So I know I'm going to achieve this goal, which is great. You know, that's, I think I'm going to overachieve this goal actually for this year, but you know, overall I'm on track with that. I'm happy with the progress. Some months are bigger, some months are less based on projects that I have and different payouts and whatnot. If you guys want to learn more about the different sources of income I have, you guys can learn about that on the blog. On the goals report, I list the different sources, everything up from my own courses, from coaching, consulting, from events that I put on, from affiliate marketing to books that I've published, to physical products on Amazon, to investments in real estate and stocks, dividends that I receive. You know, I often, you know, remind people too that it's not about the numbers. It's, you know, one thing that I'm most proud of is not the amount that I make, but it's the impact that I make, because money is just an exchange of value. And that the only way to make money and make a lot of it is to add value. And the more value that you add, the more money that you receive. And so I always kind of look at that as like an indicator of, okay, if I'm adding more value year after year, then the money is going to follow that. I'm going to make more money, right? If I create great quality products, services, and I serve people and I make that my primary intent, not that I don't want to make money, I do, but it's more of a secondary gain. It's a secondary motive. It's something that follows after you've provided value. So I always remind myself with that, I don't focus too much on exactly how much I'm making. I focus more on the value that I can add and create. And then that's something I have 100% control over. The amount of money will flow from that, and I don't have 100% control over that, but the value that I add is what influences the amount of money that I make. Okay, so wanted to share that with you guys. And if you want to learn more about different ways you can build a business, let's say, and make money online in the different ways that I do it, I've got a great free course that I'd like to share with you guys. If you haven't gone through it already, make sure that you do. It's at projectlifemastery.com/free course. Okay, projectlifemastery.com/free course. Okay, moving on. I'll easily have at least $6 million Canadian in investment assets. So that includes cash, stocks, bonds, ETFs, real estate, cryptocurrency, etc. Does not include the assets of my the value of my business, right? Because that's only based on if I'd sell it and whatnot, but mainly the cash and investment assets. And I achieved this goal back in July, over $6 million, which is great. It's even beyond that now, which is awesome. Every month it grows because the investments that I have grow, my cash and my bank and the dividends I receive, all the income, etc., that grows. So happy that I've achieved that. If you guys want to learn more about my investments, again, I share that on my blog. I shared my stock investment portfolio of $3.5 million. You guys can check it out and learn from that as well. Okay, moving on. I'll easily host 12 Life Mastery Accelerator monthly mentoring sessions and share my most cutting-edge self-development strategies and help thousands of people transform their lives by December 31st, 2018. I'm on track with that goal. Been doing that every single month for this year. Done 9 total. September, we did a great one with Tatiana, actually, because many of you guys know that I recently got engaged with Tatiana. And we did that in Santorini, Greece. We put up a great YouTube video where I captured the whole experience of that, which was a lot of fun. I had surprised her and hired an event planner and videographers, and we had a drone, and we had fireworks and photographers, and it was a pretty amazing experience. But anyways, a lot of people, they wanted to learn what our relationship ritual is. And we've mentioned it in a few of our relationship videos on YouTube, but we've never gone into depth on it. And this is something that we created at the beginning of our relationship. And it's allowed us to continuously grow our relationship month after month. You know, it's a way for us to make sure that we're meeting each other's needs, a way for us to make sure that we're meeting each other's love languages. We're focused on aspects of the relationship that we can grow and improve. And, excuse me, if there are certain aspects of the relationship that need to be improved or need to get better, we can have a safe conversation about that, a non-judgmental conversation where we can... We're taking our steps out of the relationship and more focusing on it. You know, so we're not in it, we're on the relationship, and you get a higher perspective, you get altitude when you have that different perspective that you can work on your relationship and ensure that it's growing. So just like in a company, you know, companies have quarterly meetings, monthly meetings that they focus on the business and they're not just always in the business so that they can grow the company as a whole and make it better. And so we've got a great ritual for that. A lot of people loved it. If you guys want to check it out and watch it, that's inside the Life Mastery Accelerator. You guys can learn more about that at lifemasteryaccelerator.com. And for those of you that are single out there and you're looking to attract the man or woman of your dreams, then for the month of October, I'm going to be doing an in-depth training inside the Life Mastery Accelerator on how to do that, how to attract your soulmate, how to become the type of person that naturally attracts that person into your life. And many people don't know, I was a dating coach for about 4 or 5 or maybe 6 years. And I worked with hundreds and hundreds of people. I put on events in Vancouver, Canada, a lot of one-on-one coaching, and helped a lot of clients attract, you know, the man or woman of their dreams. And so I've got a lot of amazing strategies there. So if you guys want to learn about that, then Life Mastery Accelerator will dive into a training session for the month of October. Okay, I'll easily host 12 online Business Mastery Accelerator monthly mentoring sessions, sharing my most cutting-edge online marketing strategies and help thousands of people grow their online businesses. So September, I'm on track with this one as well. September, I hosted one on how to get reviews and testimonials for your products. Very important subject if you're selling online, if you have a product or service. Reviews, testimonials are so crucial, guys, because you can say how great your product is, you could hype it up all you want, and that might influence people and sell it to a certain extent, but never as much when you have other people share their experiences, their stories, their review, their testimonial, their endorsement of your product or service. It creates social proof, which is a psychological trigger that Robert Cialdini, who's a social psychologist, talked about in his book called Influence, which, by the way, is a must-read book for anyone that studies business and marketing. So we have these psychological triggers. Social proof is one of the most important ones, because if you see a lot of people have had great experience, they love a certain product, you're more likely to also, you know, believe that as well. Because, you know, if all these people are, you know, saying how great it is, then your brain creates a shortcut and it automatically assumes, hey, the product must be great. Just like if you go by a restaurant and there's a lot of people in a restaurant, there's a lineup, your brain automatically assumes it must be a great restaurant. You go to buy a restaurant that's empty, your brain automatically assumes maybe it's not that great of a restaurant. So social proof, reviews, testimonials, whether it's for your Amazon product, any product or service that you have, this video, this training, I go in depth into that for you guys. So you can learn more about that at onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. Okay, moving on. I'll easily host at least two online business mastery mastermind events. Got one coming up in December in Los Angeles. I think there's about two spots left for it. It's going to get sold out. A lot of people signed up for 2019 as well, even though we haven't confirmed the dates for it. But if you guys want to learn more about that and apply, go to projectlifemastery.com/mastermind. Not for everybody. There's an application process. We're going to make sure that you're the right fit for it. But if you are interested, that's the place to go. Next, I will easily host Life Mastery Transformation Seminar. So this is a goal that I decided, you know what, not going to be achieved this year. I can move that forward to 2019. I can reevaluate it, but I want to focus this year. I want to narrow my focus, simplify it. You know, I originally planned on achieving that goal. I'm not happy with myself that I didn't achieve and follow through on my commitment. But you know what? You focus on what you can control. And so I'm going to make the best of this year. And even though that goal and maybe a few others I'm not going to follow through with, I'm going to learn from that so that I can get better with setting and achieving goals to make sure that I do follow through on the goals moving forward. And the same thing goes for, I will easily create a new self-development course, an online business course. This is something that I could do. I could have done it this year and I already planned for it, but I said, you know what? I want to improve my existing courses. I feel like that was a higher priority for me. And I've got a lot of new things coming out soon. You know, I worked a lot this year on improving affiliate marketing mastery, a lot of amazing bonuses and features to that. A lot that's gone into that, but also my Key Money Mastery course and you know, other courses and trainings that I have as well. So putting a lot more focus and emphasis on that, which I want to make sure that I over-deliver for people. And that means that, you know, I had to decide, you know what, that's not going to be as important to create new courses. So I know I can make more money by creating new courses, but I want to make sure that the products and the services that I do deliver are a lot better than they can be right now. I'll easily hire two new A players to join the Project Life Mastery team and help grow Project Life Mastery by December 31st. So this is still in the process right now and focusing on this primarily in November, because October is going to be a pretty big month for me, because the amazing Selling Machine 10 is becoming available right now, which I'm really excited for. It's a brand new training. They've added so much more to it, which is really cool. And that usually consumes a lot of my time, which is, by the way, a course to sell on Amazon, the best one out there. So excited. Okay, sorry guys, my memory card was full, so I'm going to restart back where I was. So I was mentioning how, October is going to be a busy month for me. November is when I'm going to focus more on onboarding people onto my team. Okay, next is I'll easily create a new physical product to launch and sell on Amazon. That one is going to be moved to 2019 as well. I'll easily create and launch the new StephenJames.com. This is one that I want to start. It's like on a scale from 1 to 10 for this goal, I decided, you know what, this one is like, it's like a 6 or a 7, you know, and it's one that if I don't achieve it this year, that's fine. I can do it in 2019, but I'd like to start it. And because usually, like I learned from the last website with Project Life Mastery we did last year, it took months to create and finish that. It was just way more than what I expected. So I'd like to start it and get the ball rolling later on in this year and work with a developer with that. But I think it'll be achieved in 2019. Okay, I'll easily publish 150 plus videos on the Project Life Mastery YouTube channel while impacting millions of lives. And we've done 121 videos this year. This is one of the goals that I feel like I'm always kind of stronger with, you know, like my content creation. And that's great. I want to always give as much as I can to you guys and put out a lot of free content. But I don't need to do as much as I do. And I need to remind myself of that. It's like this, like I still want to make sure that I'm, you know, putting out tons of videos and serving you guys. But oftentimes that's at the cost of other projects I could work on and other goals I could achieve. And so sometimes I struggle with that. I'm like, you know, maybe I should do a little bit less videos, but I want to still maintain it. You know, I still want to make sure that I'm serving you guys the best way that I can. Even though I know that I could do a lot less videos and put that time, energy, and effort into creating a course or a program or something like that. So, you know, overall, I'm happy with the progress. We published 10 new videos in the month of September. I'll easily publish 200 plus blog posts on projectlifemastery.com. So far 150, did 16 new ones in September. This one, I think we'll be close in achieving this one. We'll see. I'll easily have at least 600,000 subscribers on YouTube. This one is going to be achieved any day now. For the month of September, we closed at 593,000. The time of me recording this video, I think about 599,000, which is really cool. Actually, I'm going to do a giveaway. So going to be giving away a lot of cool prizes, iPad, iPhone, Kindle, GoPro, all my different courses and products. Giving away as a thank you for you guys for being a subscriber and a follower of Project Life Mastery. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do. You can help me hit that 600,000 or eventually to hit that 1 million point, which I'm planning on hitting in the next year or two. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Turn on the notifications on YouTube as well. There's a little bell that you have to click next to the subscribe button that ensures that you actually get notified of the videos that I'm making available for you guys. Okay, I'll easily reach at least 14 million views on the Project Life Mastery YouTube channel. So we're at 9.4 million for this year, over 31 million total, which is amazing to me. But for the month of September, it was 1.1 million views on the YouTube channel. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll achieve this goal. We'll see. I might come up a little bit short. But again, focus on what I can control, which is putting out quality content. I'll easily reach at least 2 million unique visitors on the projectlifemastery.com website. Total's been over 1 million, so definitely not going to achieve this goal for this year. I might be like 700,000 short, but for the month of September is 122,000 unique visitors, over 200,000 plus page views, but I'm only really tracking unique visitors, which are unique separate IP addresses for the month. I'll easily reach at least 1 million podcast listeners on the Project Life Mastery podcast. Total was 66,700 listens for the month of September. This one we're short with. Excuse me. So this is another one that we're short with. You know, still get a great reach with the podcast. It's not nearly as big as the YouTube channel, of course, but you focus on what you can control. I'd like to improve and optimize the podcast a lot better so that I can reach more people in the future. Health and fitness goals. I'll easily get tested to better optimize my physical, mental, and emotional well-being by getting the following tests done. I've got a whole list of different tests to get done this year. So I've done 6 for this year, but there's nothing new to report with you guys. Was traveling around quite a bit, but later this year I'm going to be in Los Angeles, and that's, for me, LA is a place where I can really dial in my health a lot more because I always like to make sure I'm close to Whole Foods. I can go to Bulletproof Labs. I can go to the Human Garage. Like, there's a lot of biohack. It's just so well optimized for me. It's the best that I've ever been able to find anywhere in the world that I can really focus on and improve and optimize my health. So overall, I'm a little bit ahead on this goal, but there's still a few more tests I'd like to get done later on this year that might be... I'll probably end up doing like a DEXA scan. I'll probably end up doing like a gut microbiome test. I'll probably end up doing like another Wellness FX blood test as well, just to get it, see what all my biomarkers are later on in this year too. And just little tweaks that I can make to improve my health. I'll easily complete a 30-day sugar detox challenge. Not started yet. Still planning on doing that, but later in the year, once I'm in Los Angeles, I'll easily complete a 30-day vegan challenge. You know, this one is actually, it's funny because I'd still like to achieve that one, but it's just not a high priority for me right now. I've been vegan, vegetarian, or even a raw foodist in the past, but right now, I've been really fascinated. I watched this one debate, and I've been studying more about this, about how, you know, for everyone, it's different. There's no one diet that works for everyone. I think that's one of the biggest problems in the health industry, is that you have to test. You have to test and experiment to determine what are the best diet for you. Is it more, you know, meat-based diet? Is it more plant-based diet? Is it a paleo diet? Is it ketogenic diet? Is it intermittent fasting? And that's why I like doing these 30-day challenges. It's a good opportunity to kind of get a sense of how your body responds to certain things, but I also like to do the testing as well to determine, I want to see what's going on in my body, my blood, to see how my body's responding to that as well. So, you know, this one's not as important for me. I was actually, it's very fascinating. I was watching a video of Jordan Peterson and his daughter who's on a carnivore diet. And for me, that blows me away. They just only eat meat. And you guys can search that on YouTube if you like, but it's kind of changed my paradigm about it. And I was, you know, seeing different doctors and just kind of made me realize that there's different diets for everyone, that we often have a lot of beliefs in society that are ingrained in us, but you have to be careful not buying into those beliefs a little bit too much, because, you know, as Galileo proved that, you know, the earth is not the center of the universe. And there's certain things, the earth being flat, those are beliefs that people had for so long that have been challenged now. And I think having an open mind still is very valuable. But again, I believe in testing things. Test it for yourself. See the benefits that you experience. And then you determine, you decide what works best for you based on the blood, the testing that you do, and also how you feel in your body. Okay, I'll easily continue to optimize my health and well-being every month. And I have a list of things that I can do. I did not do that for the month of September. So, for example, Human Garage, Bulletproof Hat, Red Light Therapy, Cryotherapy, Vitamin IV Drip, certain things I want to do, I just was not able to focus on for the month of September due to travel. I'll easily continue naturally detoxing mercury and lead from my body. I achieved this back in June. If you guys are curious about my journey, I've done a few videos and blog posts about it. I had high levels of mercury and lead. It took me about a year and a half to detox it. I shared all the protocols, everything I learned from that, that can help you guys as well. I'll easily work out at least 5 times per week to build more lean muscle mass, strength, and endurance. This is also one that I'm also behind on as well. I found it more challenging to stick with that, traveling around, being in different hotels and whatnot every few days and not having access to a gym. But, you know, I still believe there's still, I don't like to create excuses. And that's one thing you have to be careful about when you're not following through on your goals, is I believe there's either reasons or there's results. And anything that I give you guys here would just be a reason. It'd be an excuse. So there's always ways you can still work out. And there's always ways you could still, you know, turn on a YouTube video and do a workout in your hotel room or wherever you are. You know, there's always something that you can do. So that's just a reminder to yourself. Don't create a story, which I almost did right there. I was like, oh, trying to give you guys a reason why I didn't achieve it. No, I didn't achieve it. I have a reason. I have an excuse. That's fine. But what's most important is just calling yourself out and be like, you know what? That's not true. I could still have achieved this goal if I was more committed to it. Okay, mind and emotional goals. I'll easily complete the 100-day challenge. Achieve that this year. By the way, I know many of you guys recently joined because I did a great interview with Gary Ryan Blair. If you didn't join this time, make sure you join in 2019. That's when I'm probably going to commit to it again. I've done it so many times now, but that's my one of my favorite programs to really, you know, either finish the year strong or really kickstart the year and get some great momentum for it. Okay, I'll easily complete a 30-day morning ritual challenge. This goal was already achieved earlier this year. I'll easily complete a 30-day meditation challenge. Not been achieved yet. I'll easily read at least 20 books to continue to master every area of my life. Read 11 books so far this year. I list them on my blog, you know, the goals report, but I'll share with you guys a few. An Iron Will is a book that I just finished reading. It's a fairly short book. It was written in 1901. And it's like a very, man, it's a powerful book just about the will that we have, the discipline, the willpower. So it's a classic book. It's from 1901. It's an old book, but there's some really good points in it that I really like, and it really motivates me a lot. So if you want to build that will, great book for you. Another book that I'm reading or that I just finished was 50 Psychology Classics. Man, this book was great. So I love psychology. I love learning about how the mind works, human behavior. And this is a great book because it allowed me to really understand psychology, like a lot of really deep, dense studies and work of psychology from amazing minds throughout history. And psychology is actually a relatively new field. It's not that old. It's not as old as philosophy or spirituality, for example, or religion. But it just allowed me to get a broad understanding of a lot, you know, a lot of the best work throughout history. So for example, you know, learning about Sigmund Freud and his influence of the unconscious mind and the ego, and you know, Alfred Adler, who, you know, kind of came up with the concept of inferiority complex, and you know, Ivan Pavlov and conditioning, and Carol Dweck, you know, a great book called Mindset. Everyone to Carl Rogers, to you know, a number of names are slipping my mind here, but Milgram, and there's just so many incredible minds. Milton Erickson, you know, with hypnosis, to Fritz Perls with Gestalt therapy, and there's just so much amazing breakthroughs that you know, have been discovered, and it just allows you to get an understanding of your mind, and not just your mind, but other people, why people do what they do. And I think when you understand other people's model of the world and you understand their psychology, it allows you to have more empathy, more compassion, more love, just a deeper understanding and appreciation for all human beings and why people do what they do. Instead of judging them for it, you can actually understand what's going on in their minds. So, great book. Other books I've read is The Multi-Orgasmic Man, Rewired, Mastery, Testosterone Optimization, The Systems Mindset, Scaling Up, Start With Why, Opportunity, Escape. Actually, I think I've read 12 books so far this year. Naturally Triple Your Testosterone. So yeah, a lot of great books that I've read. You guys can check it out. But if you guys want to learn also the top books that I've read and what I recommend to people, or the ones that changed my life, I did a blog post and video called 25 Books That Changed My Life. Check that out on the blog or YouTube channel, but you guys can find it there if you're looking for some reading recommendations. We'll wrap this up soon. I've been talking long enough now, but I'll easily listen to at least 30 Blinks using the Blinkist app to continue to master every area of my life. Blinkist is great because it allows you to get summaries of books in a short period of time, and you listen to it, or you can read it. But I like this primarily for books that I don't really want to read in depth, or books that I'm interested in that I can, you know, read deeper in if I want to, or books I've already read in the past that I want to remind myself of. So it's a great little tool to have. I've listened to 15 so far, so I still got 15 to go. I'm going to have to immerse myself a little bit more with that, but I believe I'll achieve it. Relationship goals. I'll easily continue my monthly relationship ritual with Tatiana to ensure that we're meeting each other's needs. We did that also for the month of September, so on track there, but overall behind with that goal. And again, if you want to learn more about the ritual, check that out at the Life Mastery Accelerator. I'll easily plan romantic experiences with Tatiana at least once a month. So many of you guys know we recently got engaged, which is a pretty romantic experience, but I feel like, you know, when you're traveling around and went to so many great places, it was really nice not being in that work mode as much, and we can kind of both be more in our nature, and we could, you know, have more connection and going out together. You know, went to, for example, Ibiza and partied and had a great time there, and, you know, certain experiences like that, which are really rewarding for us. But, yeah, overall, that's going really well. I'll easily connect with each member of my family just once a month in person over the phone. On track with that. I don't know why I put that. You know, overall, I'm behind with it, but I was on track for September with it. You know, after getting engaged, of course, you call your family, you call your friends. So it's good to connect with everyone. I'm right now in Medellin, Colombia. So spent some time. I have a few friends here as well. Okay, moving on, guys. There's a few more left. So I'll easily live in Los Angeles at least 3 months. I'm going to be there for November, December. I'll easily travel throughout Europe for 3 months. So this goal wasn't for 3 months. It was about a month and a half. So not technically 3 months, but a month and a half was more than enough for us to travel around Europe. We'll be back probably next year. Travel to Orlando for the Amazing Seller Summit. That's the Amazing Seller Machines live event they put on once or twice a year. So again, guys, a few goals I've already achieved this so far this year. I'll just kind of go through pretty quick. I'll attend the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego. That's already been achieved back in February. I'll travel to Whistler for an Entrepreneur Mastermind. That was achieved back in March. I'll travel to Mexico for the Entrepreneur Mastermind. a part of, which was what it. And sometimes, guys, I had a, it said a snowboarding trip in Mexico. I don't know why I put that there, but anyways, I achieved that back in January. Spiritual and contribution goals. I'll listen to the Word of Promise, which is a great, amazing audiobook for the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I'm behind on this overall. I've only listened to the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus. So that is a goal I need to get back on track with if I want to achieve it this year. I'll easily raise and fund at least $10,000 to build 3+ houses with World Housing. So overall, I think I messed up with my tracking on this goal. So I've raised almost $3,000, which is great. But I also match donations. So whatever amount people donate, I personally match it. So total is over $6,000, but I'm not really including, here's what I'm kind of debating with, and I kind of forget when I first set this goal, I should have been more clear, specific with it, of whether or not I'm going to include my donations or not, because I donate and I can achieve it, but the original goal I think that I had was I want to raise that money. I want to bring awareness to bring other people to contribute to this. And then anything that I contribute on top of that to match it and donate more is extra for it. So I'm probably not going to achieve it if it's the raise one, but I want to, the $10,000, I want to donate to meet that. But again, I don't know. I got to kind of have to, I mean, it's kind of a technicality. It doesn't matter that much, but yeah, I'm not going to achieve it in the sense of having other people contribute. If you guys want to contribute, great. I'll match any donation that you guys give. And donate to that. But yeah, I mean, I'll hit the 10,000. I'll donate the remainder if necessary, but, technically I guess it won't be achieved unless I raise that from other people. I'll easily donate $20,000 to we.org to fund the construction of 2 schools in Ethiopia. That was achieved. It was actually $50,000 building 3 schools this year, which I'm really excited for. And I'll easily go on a volunteer trip to donate my time. That was not achieved this year. It's not going to happen either. That'll be more of a next year goal, I think. And I'll easily loan at least $5,000 to Kiva to support those in need around the world. So Kiva's great because you can loan money to different people. I've done $1,500 so far this year. I'll make the difference up later on this year. So that's it, guys. Those are my goals. Overall, you know, I'm happy with the progress. I've made a lot of great progress this year. I've grown a lot. I've experienced so much with all the travel and everything that I've done. Majority of goals, you know, I'm on track with or have achieved, but there are certain ones that are not going to get achieved this year. And like I said, guys, I'm just trying to focus what's most important. And that's a very important question to ask yourself with anything, even your to-do list for the day, for the week, for the month. Out of everything you got there, what's most important? Because you're not going to achieve everything you set out to do in a day. But if you, as long as you achieve the highest leverage things, the most important things, as long as you do that day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, then that's what is really going to make the biggest difference in your life. So I'm going to finish off 2018 strong. I'm excited to finally kind of be back into routine and be able to be a lot more consistent with certain things now too without having to pack up and go to a new hotel every few days. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Hopefully you guys are doing well well for 2018 as well. Hopefully I can inspire you guys. Hopefully you guys are checking out on your goals to make the necessary adjustments to get back on track, to do what you need to do to achieve and finish off 2018 strong. You guys have all my support in the world, and hopefully that what I do here with Project Life Mastery can serve you guys, support you, inspire you, to help you guys make 2018 an amazing year and beyond. So thank you guys so much for joining in. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.